I'm Patrick.
This is Will.
And I'm Chris, and we are Guys with Character. And today on Guys with Character, we are talking about Hellboy, because we're talking about him later this week as well.
Yeah, why not?
So we thought, you know, this may be a lesser known fellow. So how about we spotlight him so people get it?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Will just joined us.
Yeah, I was confused by my notes for a second because I wrote them out on my computer, but it kind of reformatted it. So I'm like, oh no, some of my villains are gone, but they weren't. All the lines were just compressed.
I hate that. I hate when it does stuff like that. So anyway, Hellboy, the demon child, right? Found in a church.
Yep.
According to the thing.
Summoned by Nazis.
Yeah. So Hellboy was created by Mike Mignola. Originally.
Yep.
It came out, his first appearance was in Dime Press issue 4 in 1993. It was Italy only. It was an Italian comic. It was like 2 pages long. But his first appearance in America was in the San Diego Comic-Con issue number 2 of 1993. Technically, he was in like this little pamphlet doodle back in 1991, but there wasn't any story attached to him. Both of those were black and white, and he didn't have his red look until his first appearance in Next Men 21 of the same year, 1993. That's where he got his iconic red-skinned look.
Nice.
And his name, I believe.
All right.
So I tried to find out what the original two issues had, like the Comic-Con couple pages and things like that. Could not find what the plot was. It just said it was his first story. I looked numerous places, I could not find it. So, but Hellboy's real name is Nun Unrama. It's his demon name. And his mother was a witch, and his dad was the Duke of Hell. His mom tried to repent, and his demon dad wouldn't have any of that. So he dragged her to hell and burned her body so his son could be born. Then he chopped off Hellboy's arm, replacing it with the right hand of doom. Hellboy is summoned to Earth by a Nazi monk in 1944 to bring on the apocalypse. They were meant to create a doomsday weapon for the Nazis by this summoning, but he was rescued by the Allies and taken to the BRPD, the Bureau for Paranormal Research and Defense. The leader of that became his surrogate daddy-o.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of his interesting attributes is that he's known for being the world's best paranormal investigator. So he's kind of like the supernatural Batman. It's kind of the way I thought of it, right?
Right. Just from not what I read. From what I read, he's just like a magnet. Like he walks up into an area.
He's a magnet for the paranormal.
He shows up, right? And then they just like go looking for him. So he doesn't have to do any actual investigating.
Makes him extra good. It's like all the real criminals who come out against Batman, right? He's just drawing them out.
Sure.
His powers are superhuman stamina, superhuman strength, accelerated healing on par with Wolverine's.
Yeah.
He has innate multilingualism. He can understand languages. He has a demonic transformation. He's an expert in hand-to-hand combat, but not like majorly. He has fire immunity. He's got immortality. I don't know why accelerated healing really matters if you have immortality.
So you can get back in the fight faster.
Yeah. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
Probably gets dragged to hell or something if he dies, right?
Probably.
Dies, quote unquote, comes back.
Quote
right?
unquote.
He has the right hand of doom, which can destroy almost anything and can control demons and start the apocalypse.
Yep.
He hates his demon lineage and shaves down his horns into stumps on his head because he hates looking like that. But if you watch the movies, you know if he kicks into full gear, he turns into a winged demon dude anyway.
Right.
But there you go. That's a little bit about where he comes from, what his attributes are. Hellboy.
Yay.
We're going to start with some stories or are we going to start with some villains?
Right? Throw a villain out.
Well, I have 4 stories. How many villains you got?
I think I ended up with 6. All right. I don't have to do all
the villains.
So like the big bad kind of overall is like the, he's named Ogdru Jahad. He's like the seven serpents is one.
Sure, you know, sure.
He's based off the biblical dragon in Revelations. And Hellboy is basically created to free this monster from its prison. That's what his right hand of doom is for. It's like the key he needs to unlock it. But the fun twist to Hellboy is that he has this free will to choose what he wants to do. So all the bad guys are like, oh, you got to do this thing. You're the child of prophecy, basically. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And just beats him up.
Nice.
It's an interesting twist on the idea of the apocalypse.
So instead of a key blade, it's a key arm?
Key hand, yeah.
Key hand. Okay, so the thing I have first is, I think what Chris was talking about, the seeds of destruction.
Where it talks about his origin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, everything Chris said. And that's about it.
Fun.
There you go.
I actually read like the first half.
You took my first one.
I read the first.
Oh, it's his origin.
Yeah. I read like the first half of that. And in the movie, they kind of dragged out the like Professor Broom's, you know, demise. And he dies in like the first like five pages of the comic. It's just like, he's kind of old and retired and just kind of bites it, you know?
Interesting.
They don't drag that out. They just get it done immediately. But in that, the main villain, from what I remember. In Seeds of Destruction,
oh, look
yes,
at that.
Look at that.
Is Grigori Rasputin, mm-hmm, who's based off of Rasputin from Russian mythology. And he's basically...
Russian history.
Yeah.
Bit of both.
Folklore. Some of both. There's definitely some of both in those things.
But yeah, he's a kind of evil sorcerer dude working for the Nazis. He's the one who summons Hellboy to begin with. And yeah, he's kind of a reoccurring antagonist throughout the whole...
Yeah.
The whole series.
Right. Like in Wake the Devil, the story.
Yeah.
It says a story rich with mythology, history, and horror. Hellboy and the BPRD face off against Rasputin and the Nazi occultists.
So he's always fighting Nazis and Rasputin?
I think so.
Wow. Another villain in that, from what I was able to pull up, is called, if I remember, I'm getting my stories right, is called, I'm going to botch this, it's Hecate, based off the Greek mythological goddess, or whatever she is. She's basically an immortal witch with the body of a snake, so she kind of looks like Medusa. And apparently she has a much deeper connection to Hellboy and his whole apocalypse bringing thing, like later on towards the end.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Another.
Is that spelled Hekat?
Hecat.
Oh, I was thinking it was a K. Anyway.
Another story is the corpse.
But not like Green Lantern corpse.
Right. That's core.
Now the one story.
Sure.
They were called
That's
the corpse.
They were called the corpse. A blend of Irish folklore, dark humor, and horror, Hellboy must find a proper burial for a corpse while dealing with supernatural obstacles.
Turns out it's Constantine.
This story showcases the writer's ability to weave folklore into an entertaining narrative.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have any of the villains connected to that, but another reoccurring one is Hermann von Klempt.
Sounds like a Nazi.
Yeah, he is a Nazi scientist.
There you go.
Who, for the majority of the story, is just a head in a jar. And he is usually assisted by genetically mutated gorillas that he creates to kind of be his army.
How does he create them?
I don't know.
If he's a head in a jar.
He's also a wizard, so.
Oh, well, there you go. That answers it.
Just Nazi magic, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I know she isn't on my list, but his daughter is also part of, like, the antagonist list.
That Nazi's daughter?
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember what her name was.
Nazi daughters. Just like Red Skull.
So anyway, the last one I have is Hellboy in Hell.
Yep. That's another one that's acclaimed.
Right. In this story, Hellboy confronts his demonic origins, destiny, and guilt in the underworld. Filled with biblical and literary allusions, the story is a deep dive into Hellboy's character.
Yeah. That's one that gets suggested a lot if you look up, like, must-read Hellboy stories. That's a big one.
Hellboy in Hell, there's a scene where he has a drink with a guy named, I'm going to botch this because it's a Russian name, I think it's Koshay, the Deathless, who he ended up fighting in a previous story arc, and this guy has got kind of a wacky backstory, so he gets, like, raised by a dragon and ends up dying, and, you know, these villagers chop him up into little pieces and throw him out in the woods, and the dragon finds him, resurrects him, but keeps his body and his soul separate. So he takes his soul and puts it inside of a duck egg, and then puts the egg inside of a chicken, then takes the chicken and puts it inside of a goat, and takes the goat and puts it on a tree at the edge of the world.
So he made a nesting doll.
Yeah, basically.
Because he's Russian. And then you eat the century-old duck egg with his soul.
That's why it tasted so nasty. Jeez.
I told my dad last night that I was going to get him some because he was asking what that smelled like.
I don't think they have a lot of smell, did they? It was kind of strong.
Yeah, it was strong. But
because Will had to wash his fingers off.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And he was like, you don't have to do that.
Anyway. Still need to bring you the last two I have.
That'd be perfect.
It would. So he's having a drink with that guy.
Yeah.
So is he an antagonist?
He's like a reluctant antagonist because a different...
Sounds like me.
I was going to say, that's like a book name. The Reluctant Antagonist.
There's another villain called Baba Yaga, who's not John Wick.
The boogeyman.
Yeah. Actually ends up... he gets... Or she gets Koshai's goat... that has his soul in it. You know, she's got his goat and basically uses it to force him into slavery and has him go after Hellboy. But Hellboy defeats him and apparently his goat ran off and ended up in hell. So he's got the villain Koshai has to go to hell to find his goat. And that's where he runs into Hellboy and they end up getting a drink.
So Hellboy fights his physical body being controlled.
Yeah.
I see. And then he hangs out with his specter self.
I guess. Yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
Good times.
Sure.
What kind of alcohol do they serve in hell?
Fireball.
Probably.
That's probably it. Yeah. That makes sense.
I don't know.
Anyway.
What are you talking about, Pat? All liquor is of the devil.
Then why do they drink it all the time in the Bible?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, the devil's in the Bible.
That's true.
Anyway, the last villain I have is Nimue, who is inspired from the King Arthurian kind of lore. In this story, she was a lover to Merlin and was able to steal all his secret spells and magic and stuff and then use that to imprison Merlin. And then she went on to worship the, weird dragon thing, Orc-Druid-Jahad. And she kind of ends up being like the final boss for Hellboy for some reason.
The Blood Queen or something like that?
Yeah. And I think that was in...
Did you read about that?
Maybe.
I don't remember what that story arc was that she was in.
It was his final thing.
So that is like the finale.
Yeah.
Is her.
No.
Yeah.
Not Rasputin.
No. Sadly.
Or his dad.
Nope.
Interesting. That was fascinating.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
So fascinating.
Wow. So next week we have somebody that's coming up.
Yep.
But
that's how it works.
You know, we tease you because it's our one way to manipulate you. That's what it is.
That's fun.
Plants that seed in your brain.
Anyway.
But anyway, thanks guys for bringing interesting stories about Hellboy.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanks for telling us about him.
I guess that you have another one to put down on your list, huh? There you go.
Yeah.
I bet he tickles the fancy of somebody who's listening.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Right in.
And let us know.
And let us know.
At Longbox at guyswithissues.com.
Thanks, Will.
I had to finish it out.
Thanks. Yep. Well, I'm Patrick.
And this is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we are Guys with Character.
I was expecting him to say issues, and it just throws me off.